This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is actually a combo hour. The Good Day program meets the Talk Radio Countdown show. We started a while ago taking the issues that are top of mind from the News Talk Radio world that are put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine and bringing them to you from the minds and mouths of the people who are important cogs on the Good Day program. That group of friends would include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, here to go through the stories from this past week and give us whatever spin may be on our minds, collectively or individually. Some of this stuff doesn't require a whole lot of time or input, although I have been criticized because when Jennifer and I start talking about sports, the conversation usually is a short one. And then I am considered rude because, well, I don't even remember. Well, you like hockey. The number 10 item this week focuses on sports stories, what's going on at Sports Talk Radio, the NHL Finals. Obviously, I'm out of the loop on this because they're getting prime time exposure on, I think it's, what is it, ABC?
Well, that was the NBA Finals. Yes, ABC is showing the NBA playoffs, which I was promoting as something that's coming up on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I cut you off. It was rude.
Right. And also NHL and big, I mean, gosh, they're going. Sharks and the Penguins are in their finals, too. Game 5 was this week where
it's
the Sharks.
Great series.
Yeah, Sharks beat 4-2, the Penguins.
Ask the relevance of having these teams and these games going on at this time of year. And Richie would probably say, well, it's all about money. They'd play all year long if they could get away with it, if there was interest.
Yeah, if they didn't think they'd kill all their athletes, they'd play 12 months.
So what is there about this, though? Is there an audience for this at this point? They must figure there is.
Yes.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think they've got record ratings.
Yeah, there's more of an audience now for the finals for the NBA, for the NHL, than all season, because this is where it all culminates. So it's big, big time.
Okay, big time. A sports-related story, the continuing focus on Muhammad Ali's death, and something I don't have much to say about, so I'll pass it around the room. I became the subject of criticism this week on the Good Day program because I apparently was the only one in the universe who was on the radio who was saying I didn't care, or I thought it was sad that a guy who spent his life beating the crap out of other people got so much attention, even though with his notoriety, I will acknowledge, he did a lot of good things. But it's a shame that he got notoriety because he was an expert at beating the crap out of people.
I think it was more than that. I mean, not only was he an expert at beating the crap out of people, but the style with which he did it.
I am the greatest.
The guy was a showman and was an amazing presence.
Would it have been better, though, Richie, as an example for your children to show somebody who didn't make his living beating the crap out of other people, but maybe did something that had a little more warmth to it, to be a standard bearer for such an important cause?
Sure, but if you have one talent in life, might it be a good idea to use that talent and then get the notoriety to do good in other ways?
Okay. Well, which is more important, the notoriety from beating the crap out of people or the good that he did? Which is the more important?
If he were a plumber, he may not have been able to do as much good as he did.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's the platform he had, and he used it to the best of his ability.
Correct.
He'd be working as a plumber in the same area, the world of crap.
Well, you have to give him credit for raising awareness about Parkinson's disease, because I think a lot of people didn't know what it was. And
which he wouldn't have had if he hadn't been a boxer.
Maybe.
Well, we don't know that scientifically, though.
You don't know. I'll tell you what.
I think we can assume it.
But Michael J. Fox didn't beat anybody up, so...
We don't know what Michael J. Fox's background is, other than what we know about him as a movie actor, TV actor. Excuse me, Jen.
politically, there was a lot of stuff that I didn't agree with Muhammad Ali. He was very controversial. Of course, boxing's not my jam all the time, but I will tell you this. I had the opportunity to meet Muhammad Ali, and he was one of the kindest celebrities that I have ever met, maybe the kindest celebrity that I've ever met. I put he and Kevin Spacey way up there on the top of my list. I mean, he was absolutely, and to not be able to communicate with me, but the way he kind of kept me in his space and sort of held, you know, like it shook my hand. I mean, just really one of the nicest famous people that I've ever had the opportunity to meet. And I think a lot of people say the same thing about him. So he must have been doing some part of his life right.
Yeah.
Well, he left a good legacy in that arena. The whole business of Parkinson's became a part, not the whole reason for his being, but certainly when he came down with it, what, 28 years or so ago? He's had it for a long, long time. And the fact that he lived to be 74 was quite an accomplishment in and of itself, given how really deadly Parkinson's
is. I'm sure you probably agree with him on his Vietnam stance.
Yes, I did. I agreed with him very strongly on his Vietnam stance. Let me just, as an aside, tell a story that I think has some relevance here to the Parkinson's issue. Jack Anderson, who many people who listen to this program will remember for the Washington Merry-Go-Round, one of the most famous columnists of the Washington Post in the history of the newspaper, lived in Washington. He and I became friends when I was working in Washington a number of years ago. And I remember one night when he used to live in Georgetown, and his office, I think, was Mass Avenue, one of the Connecticut Avenue. So he was walking home about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and he got mugged and hit over the head with a pipe, severely injured, intensive care for 4 or 5 days, in the hospital for 4 or 5 weeks. I got out, went back to work. About four, five, 6 years later, he developed Parkinson's and had a very bad case of it to the point where it took his life. Most everybody who now looks at and understands how Parkinson's is affected by what happens in your brain, the same as what happens with Alzheimer's and dementia, remember that your brain sits on a stool, which is your spine. It is loose in your skull. It is not tied to anything.
Just floating
in there.
Just
there. It's floating in your skull. So if you get whacked over the head with a pipe, or somebody punches you continually in your head, or you get whacked by somebody on a football field, you get hit in the head with a puck or a soccer ball, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, you fall off the tractor or the tailgate of your farm truck, any of those things.
I haven't landed on my head when I did that, but thank you.
You bonked your head a ton of times.
Yes, that's true, I have. So maybe that's what's wrong.
It's just life. It's life, man. You got it. It's just...
All right. Yeah. Okay, so let me review, and then we'll pick some of these other stories apart during the course of the hour as we have time. So Sports Talk Radio is number 10, and I related Muhammad Ali, even though that's number 7 this week of the countdown. The concealed carry ruling, which is number 8, something that we need to spend some time on. The continuing focus on these bathroom issues, whether we do or we don't, remains to be seen. Job growth report, number 5. The continuing discussion about the Stanford rape case, number 4. The battle against Daesh is number 3. The Trump University case and Donald Trump, generally speaking, is number 2. And number 1, what happened with the Democrats and Republicans in this week's presidential race stories. All that coming up in our review, as much as we have time for, during this hour of the Good Day program, with a focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 6-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88G digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, bell 68-611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get the second item if you're a list of value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
All right, so here we are reviewing what's going on in the world of conversation radio, courtesy of the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the job growth report. How are we affected by that? How do you think, Jennifer, you're affected by the numbers? Does that affect your business? Because you have a business, in addition to being on this program, you and your father have a family business that's a broadcast industry business. Are you hiring people, laying people off, things about the same?
We're not hiring and we're not laying people off. We're just sort of coasting at this point. But, you know, I think a greater picture, it just shows where the economy is and just that this has been such a slow economic recovery, despite the reports that we get from Washington. It's still a really, it's one of the slowest economic recoveries in history.
I'll tell you how it affects us, Jennifer, yeah. and Doug, you and us here at the network. We don't sell as much advertising.
You got that right.
Yep.
Because there aren't as many people with jobs spending money. Mm-hmm. So people, businesses aren't advertising as much.
Right.
Advertising business is very flat at the moment. And for those of us who run smaller companies, it affects us. The old trickle-down economics theory, we become sort of the people who pick up the scrap.
Say what you want to say, but it does trickle down.
Oh, yes, absolutely it is. Yeah, right, no question about that. And we didn't ask you, Victoria, because although you've worked for Entrepreneurial Adventures before, you haven't always worked for big companies, right? You work for big companies, yes, and small companies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's interesting because earlier this week we were talking about the retail growth has
layoffs.
Been layoffs, and it's been it's horrible.
Huge.
But yet at the other side of that, an increase of jobs in the construction fields has been booming now. So, and I know you were talking earlier this week, Doug, about the construction boom in your area,
yep,
in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So if you need a construction job, those jobs are actually increasing. Retail is decreasing.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Building in general, right, exactly. It's usually the building industry, house starts is what is a good predicator of how well the economy will do.
If people are building houses, goods are being sold usually.
Yeah. Right.
And now that's not the case.
Well, but we have a very strong building market in the East. I know California is wild. There's just not enough inventory for our homes. And so the prices are going crazy, and they're building every place they can. 21 after the hour, for your consideration, the countdown focus on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, as the countdown continues from number 10 to number 1, and the folks who are very important to me on the Good Day program are here with our serious overview of these issues, I will tell you that the concealed carry ruling, which is number 8 this week on the countdown, those of you who don't know the story, the background to it, an appeals court ruled this week that there is no Second Amendment protection for concealed weapons, which now allows the individual states to prohibit or restrict the public from carrying concealed firearms. You can be absolutely sure, especially since this came from the Ninth Circuit, it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Right to the Supreme Court.
Right to the Supreme Court. So the issue, Jennifer, is, as I understand it, the law on concealed weapons, and I don't always understand these, so you can help me. You have a gun, but I don't. Do you have a concealed carry permit?
No, because we're not allowed. I would get one, by the way, but in L.A. County, it's left up to the counties in California to deliver them. The sheriff has to give them to you, and in L.A. County, they refuse to give anybody a concealed carry permit.
Really?
Can I just ask why it's necessary to have one?
Because it's my right, and I want one. Would I use it all the time? No. But is it something
but
that I think is afforded to me under the Constitution?
Let me
right.
tell you a little story, Victoria.
Yeah.
A guy that used to work here was walking down the street in Connecticut at midnight with his girlfriend, and a gang of 10 or 12 guys came up and started talking to his girlfriend and starting abusing her. The guy obviously stepped in to try and protect her and get away from the scene, and they started beating him senseless. He had a small gun in his ankle and pulled it out as these 10 guys were beating him to death, and he just started firing wildly. He spent about the next 3 months in a hospital. Had it not been for that gun that he pulled out of his ankle, he would be dead. And he never intended on using it, but that thing saved his life.
So,
I mean, I understand that story, but how many times does that happen?
Doesn't make a difference. A lot. You just don't see it covered on the news.
Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. This so bothers me for the, just because we live in such a damn violent society that people are that aggressive.
More guns is just not the answer at all. Living in New York City, everybody walking around with a concealed weapon, my God.
Listen, it's bad enough as it is. It's never the good guys that are doing the bad. It's the bad guys that are always going to find the weapons, whether it's guns, knives, or they're going to blow something up. It's always going to be the bad guys that are going to not worry about the rules.
I'd love it if you could create Shangri-La and we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. That would be beautiful.
But
I'm all in. How do we do
that? That would be the goal. In the meantime, the nuts and bolts of this, when you get away from the emotion, this is something that came from an incident in San Diego where they don't consider general self-defense to be enough to get a license in Los Angeles County. They don't even have a conversation about it. They don't ask you because they just say no. At least in San Diego, they ask you the question, and then they tell you no.
In San Bernardino, Riverside, Inland Empire, I think even Orange County, you can get concealed carry, but not in L.A. County. At least they're asking you in San Diego.
Yeah.
What happens if you go, Jen, if you lived in a place where it allowed you to have a concealed carry and then you have an incident in a place that doesn't allow for it, how does that affect you as a gun owner?
I think once you have the license, you're protected. You know, it's really interesting you bring this up, Dougie, as a hot button topic, because it has been with all of these stories, especially in my home state
Number
of California
this week.
Over the last week or so, I had the opportunity to meet this group called CCW Safe, which is an organization that was created by two retired police officers from Oklahoma, I think, that came up with this thing. It's like $99 a year. And basically it offers concealed carriers a support system. So in case they ever have to use or defend, no matter where they are in their area or out of state or wherever, they get the same kind of protections and support that you would get if you were a law enforcement official having to use your firearm. Thought it was kind of interesting. For $99, it might be worth it if you are a gun owner or carrier.
Food for thought, certainly. That is the number 8 issue this week on the Talk Radio Review. 28 past the hour now.
Know-how! Goop. Gunk. Sludge. Whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart of Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart of Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Now it's 34 after the hour, continuing the conversation about the talk radio review, the charts for the week of June 6th to the 10th. So far, let's review here where we are. Sports talk radio passing Muhammad Ali, the concealed carry ruling. Number six on the list is transgender issues, the job growth number five, the Stanford rape case number four, the battle against Daesh number three, and politics number one and number two. So let's go to North Carolina. Or is it fair to just go to North Carolina? Where else are there issues being discussed where it comes to people and where they go to the bathroom? Is it just in North Carolina? It's the only public discussion, but there certainly have to be issues with this elsewhere.
Yeah, I think it's the only national discussion.
Washington. Yeah. Okay, so, Richie, you have a business.
Alabama's involved in this, too, and Mississippi and the other states.
Yeah. Okay. Why is it always southern states?
I don't know. I don't know that it is.
I mean, of course
well,
it is.
It is.
Namely, a northern state.
They're the ones that are being the most vocal about it. But the numbers are this is true. The polling is out that the majority of Americans do not support this. And even in the Democratic Party.
What is this? What is
only
this?
Half of Democrats support this new ruling by the government getting into the bathroom business.
It's ridiculous that the government is going to hold
this.
School lunches for underprivileged kids hostage unless you let somebody be able to identify themselves as whatever they want to use the bathroom. The
it's
fact
not
that
morally
the federal
right or legally
government
right.
is holding kids hostage and their school lunch is absolutely ridiculous. And I can't believe... Forget the take the gender thing out of it. Take the gender thing out of it. Okay?
But it's not even that. It's more than...
The government
so
using
easily
their power.
Fixed. They bullying school districts around.
It's
that's a problem with the federal
it's
system
blackmail.
Anyway.
It is,
but it ought to. It's so easy to fix. You got to put a bathroom. Every school has a couple of bathrooms for teachers or whatever at the end of the hall. So you just give one of them.
They don't want that. To that's not good enough.
You know what? It may not be, but that's the common.
They
sense
want
to
be able to walk
to
into. It's the common sense
but that's
solution.
That's not what Washington D.C. is asking for. They want it to be that all bathrooms are for everybody.
Yeah. I find this troublesome because it's really nobody's business. I don't think whatever you do with your body and however you live your life, it is not my business.
It is until you walk into the same bathroom with my 9-year-old daughter. Then it's my business.
There are so many arguments
well, what's
to
your
make.
Daughter, what's going to happen in the bathroom with your 9-year-old daughter?
You know what? If it's somebody who's truly transgender and they identify themselves as a woman.
Is Caitlyn Jenner a threat to your 9-year-old daughter?
No. But you know what? Some guy who says, this is a way I can get into the ladies' room and nobody will question me on it. That guy is. I don't have a problem with Caitlyn Jenner. I have a problem with the guy who's going to use this as an opportunity to get into the same bathroom as my 9-year-old daughter.
God, what a crazy damn society we live in.
Well, it's the truth, though. It is a crazy society. But what's stopping a person right now from walking into any bathroom anywhere?
The fact that a woman's room is a woman's room and a men's room is a men's room. Once we take those labels off and anybody can walk into any bathroom just because they say I identify with it, that guy with the dress on that walks in after my 9-year-old daughter, I'm standing right next to him at the urinal.
I'm gonna.
There are no urinals in the girls' bathrooms.
The next stall, then.
They're all stalls.
I'm going to confess that when the men's room is full, and if the woman's room is vacant,
Every dude does this. There's also just a really big.
Sure.
There's a big
in
difference
bars,
between adult establishments and places that are places where children are. And this is where a real big line is in the sand for me. In the schools where Washington D.C. is saying, "Oh, you know, we're gonna not fund your school anymore if you don't abide by these rules." These are children, and they're children that need protection.
Only part of the issue, Jennifer.
Right.
That's part of the issue.
But there's multi layers of this argument.
There are. And it's
so
sad that it occupies so much of our time and energy that the federal government is going to bully their way into having it the way that a few people want it because they can. And then the common sense side of this, how could you fix it so that there's a bathroom that these people can use if they want to? And then the third side of it is, why are people so bothered by all of this stuff in the first place?
Yeah, there are a lot of layers,
I mean, there really are a lot of layers to this.
And why not just let the local jurisdictions handle it? Why do the feds have to... It's just so ridiculous that they get into...
The federal government involved in
a county in North Carolina, the feds are going to get into their business.
Because the feds are now in the what's acceptable in the morality department business. And that's a real problem. It's not just... Just to play devil's advocate for one second, and I am not equating these two issues, but it's the only example that I can think of at the moment. At what point did the federal government have to step in with segregation? Because everybody was doing... They were running their own counties and states the way that they wanted to, and then at some point, the rest of the country decided segregation was a bad thing, and then the government had to step in.
in. So that there's a precedent here for that. When you let people run things that discriminate against other people and oppress other people, then the government has traditionally stepped in.
You know what?
Are we glad that people? Are we glad though, as a society, that the government did step in and end segregation?
I don't care if a black transgender guy in a dress who's really transgender walks into the bathroom.
Jewish.
Yeah, and who's Jewish walks into the bathroom with my daughter. But once you get into this thing, that's what woke me up about this. Is I, you know, nobody's going to fake being black except for that lady at the NAACP in
right.
Oregon.
But you are what you are.
You are what you are. And we ought to respect everybody who's are what they are. My problem with this is not the transgender issue. My problem with this is all the different layers that are screwy and that we're all being blackmailed by the government.
All right. Good conversation. In a moment, the Stanford rape sentence and that whole fiasco, I believe we will have unanimity. Say it again, Doug. Unanimity in this conversation because it is beyond. There's nothing about what's happened here that people of consciousness, no matter what their stripes, can think is good. This is such an outrage, and we'll get to it in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to help you a little bit with your health and well-being. If you are an athlete and you are active and you want to have more strength, more endurance, more stamina, you need to boost your nitric oxide level, and the way we all do it here, Victoria, Jennifer, Richie, me, we all every day have a glass of Super Beets. We take a teaspoon from the canister of the powdered beets, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, stir it around, and drink it. And within 15, 20 minutes, your whole life cycle changes. It's an amazing reality. What this does is open up the nitrates in the beets, open up through nitric oxide, the arteries in your body to get blood everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the intricate parts of your body that need food. The blood is the food. It's the source of life. And you get so much better circulation with Super Beets, plus the fact that when you get better circulation, you bring down your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean, improves overall circulation, and it improves pretty much everything about your body will function better and faster. So, as we head into summertime, being outside, enjoying the outdoors, every chance you get, this is the time of year, perhaps more than any other, where you want to make sure your energy level is at its peak. So call 800-655-4183 and get this nutritional supplemental goldmine. Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. 800-655-4183. Get the results. Feel the results. Sense the results. Know there are results, or you get your money back. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams ADAG digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get them the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, L68-611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item if you're listed value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
A new report, the Future Health Index, found that the U.S. is lagging behind in using technology to improve healthcare, ranking 6th out of the 13 countries surveyed. While access to care was considered good, there is room for improvement around integrated healthcare and connected technologies that empower people to better manage their health. Philips is exploring ways to change that. Brent Schaefer, CEO of Philips North America.
The report allowed us to better understand the barriers to integration. As a healthcare technology company, we're exploring how consumer and clinical data can accelerate the shift to preventative care.
For U.S. healthcare to evolve, it's clear the system must embrace data sharing and new ways for healthcare providers and patients to interact.
We're working with leading healthcare networks such as Cleveland Clinic, Westchester Medical Center, and Banner Health to understand how we can develop technologies, care, and business models that take healthcare beyond the hospital and closer to home.
For more information, log on to futurehealthindex.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, talking about the stories on the list of the top issues News Talk radio programs discussing, issues like the Stanford rape sentence, which is a damnable outrage. The Attorney General for California, who is the top vote getter in the state's Senate primary,
Kamala
has joined the criticism, of the 6-month jail sentence. Not even 6 months; it's down to like 3 or 4 now. This guy doesn't know how to read. This judge has got to have, wherever he sticks his finger, it isn't in the wind.
Let me tell you about this judge. Yeah. You want to know about this judge? This judge went to Stanford. He's been, which is where this Brock Turner was a swimmer. He's been pro athlete, student athlete in the past. He presided over a case involving another rape victim, or I guess we can say alleged rape victim.
So why is he even
victim.
Sitting on this? Why isn't he thrown off by whoever assigns the judges?
It was a baseball player, something like that. But anyway, she was raped by an athlete at Stanford, at another school, not Stanford. And they allowed into evidence, allowed a picture of her drunk and partying a year after her rape. He allowed that into evidence, even though it was after the alleged attack date, to try to paint her as a party girl. And so he's had this history of letting these guys off the hook. So, and Kamala Harris, Barbara Boxer, Joe Biden has started chiming in on this.
Yeah. Do you impeach judges in California? They're elected or are they appointed?
You can, right?
Yeah, they're elected. Judges are elected.
Yeah. There are a million.
He just got reelected, I think, for 6 more years.
I'll tell you what, I'm up with the 6-month sentence if the judge does it with him. And they both get what they got.
Yeah.
that way I would be down with the 6-month sentence. Then I'm good with it.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
This, by the way, this kid's facing a 14-year. That's the max on this.
Prosecutors wanted 6 years. This judge gave him 6 months. He said that he said it was peer pressure and it was, drugs and partying that got him involved in that. It was college life that made him do this. Yet on his Facebook page and in his cell phone in high school, he looks to be like he was a drug dealer talking about acid, marijuana, and partying.
Send the judge to jail with a kid. 50 minutes past the hour.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Focused on horror movies pretty much every day this week. But now, here we are.
Shocker.
With the theme from The Wizard of Oz, because today is Judy Garland's birthday, or would have been. This is the music from the number one movie in 1939. It was this one and Gone with the Wind.
Let me tell you something.
Didn't this one, Shocker, win the Oscar, not Gone with the Wind? Was it?
No, Gone with the Wind won.
Oh, it did, not Wizard of Oz. What do you want to tell us?
When you're a little kid, this is a horror movie. Those monkeys are scary.
Come on. Yeah. I was scared when I first saw it.
Well, I would say Margaret Hamilton is the Wicked Witch is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a horror movie. If you're 5 years old and watching this, there's no difference between this and Jason.
Well, then, you go along with me sword. With Fantasia. If you go back to that era about the same time that, matter of fact, it was the late 30s when the that first full-length movie, the animated movie Fantasia came out. It was scary as hell for me when I was a kid. Woof.
Yeah, those some of that stuff.
Brooms coming down to get you. Oh, my God, that was horrible. Wait,
but I would argue that The Wizard of Oz, because I've done revivals of it on the big screen at least two times, easily, I think, one of the top 10 best movies ever made.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
silence.
You to say it.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to stick with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but
that's a good one too.
Yeah, you're good with Wizard of Oz.
Do you guys ever watch Once Upon a Time, the TV show on ABC?
Sometimes.
Parts
they
of it.
made Dorothy a lesbian. Oh.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, click click.
That's right.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
And by the way, Judy Garland was 17 years old when she did the Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where she got hooked on drugs, because the shooting schedule was so grueling. Yeah. She was trying to do her schooling at the same time. They didn't sleep, and they started giving her uppers. And that's
horrible.
The rest of her life. Yep.
I was reading over her bio before we went on the air. She was married 5 times to 5 different people. She had some turbulent life, and
and it's all because of this movie.
Away in 1969.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie, it created her life.
Think about it. Right, it did.
Yeah.
It got her addicted to drugs.
And her daughter and her son. Well, look at her daughter and her son. What happened to them?
Yep.
In their life.
Look at what this movie, ruined so many lives.
But also, back then in the day, she was locked into what's called a studio system. She was basically, once you're under contract, you don't have a pick and say of what movies you do. They tell you what to do, when to show up, and how to do it. And she probably felt tremendous, pressure being so high profile and extremely talented. But yeah, unfortunately, she got hooked on alcohol and drugs and, hurt her life.
All right. We'll check the preview of the movies coming out this weekend. What are you going to see? We'll have Chucker's advice in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure. Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 6-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16. Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Chucker, so we have this movie. We got that horror, that damn War Games thing that's coming out today. Isn't there a new Kate Beckinsale movie that's out today as well? Jane Austen movies, isn't that out?
That's been out for a few weeks. It's called Love and Friendship. It's made around $10 million nationwide on about 800 screens. Three movies actually opened up nationwide today. The horror film, the sequel to The Conjuring, The Conjuring 2 with Patrick Wilson. Oh, it's expected to open to number one, around $36 million in business. The original film, which got critical raves, did $41 million in its opening frame, going on to do about $137 million domestically at the box office. It was a big hit. Also opening Now You See Me 2, which is tracking around a $24 million opening. It stars Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, and Mark Ruffalo. I think this was not necessarily needed a sequel, but we got one. I thought the first film was so-so. We'll see how this one does. And also Warcraft, as I said yesterday, this is a film based on a very popular video game, expected to do around $20 million in a quick fade.
Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.